Idaho's Land Trust Board oversees revenues and investments related to state-owned lands. The money it makes primarily benefits public schools and some other public institutions like universities, state hospitals, and prisons. Tuesday, the board heard a surprise idea for investment: building a prison. Troy Oppie reports.
The land board typically spends surplus revenue buying timberland or adding to its investment trust fund. State Attorney General Lawrence Wasdin proposed an outside-the-box idea Tuesday to take proceeds of recent land sales in Idaho and turn those millions of dollars into a new prison. The board would then lease the facility back to the state. Governor Brad Little, board chair, noted Idaho currently pays to ship many inmates out of state.
When I heard about this, I thought, actually, I was a little disappointed that I didn't think of it.
Attorney General Wasdin says there are political, legal, and financial issues with the idea, but it seemed to fit the trust's long-term investment goals.
It provides a stable level of income, which is what the timber has done for us in our portfolio. It's also what the cottage sites did. We weren't getting the return we should have had off them, but it was steady income.
Cottage sites, the state land underneath private homes on Priest Lake and Payette Lake, were auctioned off over the last few years. Those sales contributed to the $130 million cash surplus the land board has on hand. The five-member board voted unanimously to ask the State Department of Lands for an analysis of the idea. Troy Oppie, Boise State Public Radio News.